Welcome back to another episode of Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, this 504 girl. And today I'm going to be talking about getting through life. With this day and age, a lot of things is going on. Like, I'm having personal issues going on in my personal life. And have you ever filled out for a job and you did the interview, you had one interview, then you had the second interview the next day, and you just knew in your spirit, something told you in your spirit that you got this. I was like, Angelia, you got this job. This is yours. You got it in the bag. I mean, I had all the qualifications. On the second interview, the interviewer, she said, I don't really need to ask you any questions because your resume is outstanding. You know, and she explained to me the process of once you get hired, you know, they're going to fly you out for a 3-day workshop. I mean, just the whole nine. Okay, so that was good. Okay, so then on the back end, I had to send in 3 references. One for my former supervisor, and the last two I sent in was friends that been knowing me forever. They've been knowing all the jobs I done been through. They just know me. So my former supervisor, me and him was real cool. I talked to him. He was like, oh, Angelia, I think you got this, and I'm gonna give you excellent remarks on the it was like a survey, you know, those survey questions they give you when you have to take a test for a job. It was 25 questions, and they had to answer all these questions. I'm like, oh my god. So he was like, I'm not, do you good, blase blase. I was like, good, because my best friend, I knew he wasn't gonna let me down. And then my other friend, she always helped me out on jobs, so I knew she wasn't going to let me down. So, yesterday, now, mind you, this was last Friday. So, yesterday, and I'm at my niece's softball game, and I get the email, because I've been waiting for it. I just knew, congratulations, this is your offer letter. Woo-doo-woo. It stabbed me in the heart, the chest, the back, the neck, the toes, the ankles, everywhere. We regret to inform you. I was so hurt. I was like, what happened? What happened? I knew I had that job in the bag. I knew it was mine. $20. $21 an hour. Oh, that was my job. I knew I had it. But in spite of all that, God has a bigger plan for me. I saw that job is the best job in the world, but God has a bigger plan for me. And I was upset, I was. But this morning I woke up and I'm like, Angelia, God has something bigger for you. So don't you worry about that job, because something bigger is coming for you. And the only reason why I was looking for a job, because my last job, they let all of us go. So that's why I was looking for another job. But, you know, in the midst of trials and tribulations and things don't go like you want them to go, just think, that was not meant for me, and God has a bigger plan for me. So I just come on here to share that with you. And, you know, somebody listening to this might be going through the same thing I'm going through right now. And I'm just here to tell you that that wasn't meant for you. Something bigger is going to come for you in your life. Talk to you later.